Good day from The Source listeners. Today we have the pleasure of speaking with Joel Sullivan, the marketing director for Pate Dawson Southern Foods in Goldsboro, North Carolina. We're looking forward to talking with Joel about how the distributor is trying to boost usage of lesser known seafood species in the state and some of the other seafood it supplies. So welcome, Joel. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Christine. Thank you for having me.
Great. Well, I'd love for you to tell me a little bit more about Pate Dawson for those who don't know. Do you serve retail and food service customers? Or?
Yeah, we do a little bit. You know, Pate Dawson Southern Foods is actually a 130-year-old, fifth-generation, family-owned food service distributor in North Carolina.
Hmm.
So it was started by my great-great-grandfather in 1885 as a produce retailer. But we now distribute a full range of products to over 1,500 independent restaurants in North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, including anywhere from your mom-and-pop country restaurant to, you know, the most notable fine dining restaurants in the Southeast, as well as several regional chains.
Wow. Well, congratulations on that. And that's everything. It's obviously not just perishables, but paper goods and everything.
That's right. Yep, it's full line. So it's paper, produce, chemicals, center of the plate, you know, meat and seafood, specialty, all of those things.
Okay. And then I was impressed to hear recently that your company held a sampling event to kind of get lesser known seafood species from North Carolina or the area on chef's radar. Could you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes. It was actually a series of things that we planned and held. Basically, our hope was to develop a better understanding for ourselves and for each link in our local seafood supply chain of the threats and opportunities that face our local seafood industry, and the challenges to sustainability and how local underutilized species and aquaculture species may provide part of the solution. And so to do that, we kind of devised an idea for a series of forums where the members of our supply chain could educate each other and explore some possible solutions together, you know, from our different places in the supply chain and our unique perspectives. And so what we did is we hosted a dinner that brought together many of our suppliers of wild caught and aquaculture seafood in North Carolina and Virginia, with several key influencers from our local chef community. So a lot of the more high-profile chefs or chefs who are very passionate and vocal about sustainable products and local products and things like that. We brought them all together and asked Barton Seaver to moderate a roundtable discussion on these topics. And Barton Seaver, as many of your listeners probably are aware, you know, he's really an ideal voice to bring the message of sustainability to the food service industry because he's lived it.
And we've definitely talked with him on this program too, just because he's such a great sustainability advocate.
Exactly, he is, and because of his background and his experiences, he's so relevant to our industry. I mean, he was a CIA trained chef. He opened, I think, 7 restaurants in the course of 7 years in D.C., very successfully, and won many awards, you know, not only for his food. You know, I think he was best chef in Esquire magazine 1 year. He won awards for his food, but also his sustainable business practices. And so, you know, he knows what it means to run a restaurant successfully, and he understands the effort that is required to build your menu around sustainability. And he's wrestled with issues like how to serve products that his diners would likely be completely unfamiliar with.
Okay.
So he can be relevant to chefs and restaurateurs and speak to them from common ground, and they respect him for it.
So at the event, I assume that some of the chefs got ideas on how to do that, which species they might be able to use and different ways they could prepare it.
They did. You know, at the dinner, the main focus of this roundtable discussion was first just to understand what the challenges were, both on the supply end and on the demand end, to especially local underutilizer aquaculture seafood. And so, you know, we first just, he kind of led us with the appropriate questions and exploring those issues, and did a great job in helping us connect the dots and come away with a better understanding of ways we could do things differently to make them more accessible, to bring more local and underutilized seafood to the market. Mm. And then the next day was our fall food show. So this is when, you know, our company as a distributor, we hold a food show, and it draws a full range of independent restaurant owners and chefs from North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia.
Oh.
Yeah, again, you have the full mix, people representing everything from country diners to country clubs to pizzerias to top-rated fine dining establishments. And so we asked Barton to be our keynote speaker to kick off that event.
Hmm.
And so he was able to speak. That's when he was able to speak to them not only about the state of our oceans, of course, and therefore the need for sustainable practices, but maybe more importantly, and this is the part that I feel Barton really uniquely brings to the conversation, is how to do them successfully as a chef. You know, so whereas probably most chefs, if you ask them, they support the idea of sustainability wholeheartedly,
mm-hmm.
you know, but they also have a very real business problem they face.
Hmm.
And that is, for example, how can I make money on serving product to diners who are completely unfamiliar with it, or maybe even, you know, uncomfortable with trying new things. So he acknowledges that challenge and other similar challenges that restaurants and chefs face, and addresses them head on by, you know, for example, coaching the chefs on selling the story.
Hmm.
We gave tips on how to train the wait staff and craft their menu to first, you know, develop an emotional connection and a sense of familiarity through the use of story.
Hmm. Wow. That is so great. That's a great tip. And do you see a lot of North Carolina restaurants doing that now? Or I know you're obviously holding these education events to get them more aware of these species, but have you seen some good examples of restaurants that have really embraced this?
Yeah, I think we have, and I think we're starting to see it more. You know, it's a concept that many chefs and many restaurants in our state have already learned in selling local agriculture or local meat, local pork. You know, and so now it's about applying this to our local seafood.
Okay.
And so we followed up note and that kind of information. So now they got, you know, they got to interact with suppliers and learn, you know, the dilemmas or challenges they face. And then they hear from Barton about how to make local underutilized seafood work on their end. And then as part of the food show, we were able to sample a wide range of those local underutilized products. So they know what we're talking about. You know, they know what's out there, and they're able to taste them, see that, you know, what great quality they are and how well they perform, and ask whatever questions they need to of the suppliers and things like that. And we actually took advantage of the opportunity to have them evaluate each species based on how likely they would be to utilize them or feature them on their menu if they had access.
Oh, interesting.
And as you might expect, I mean, we were happy to find that the vast majority of customers who came by ranked at least two or more of the species that a lot of them had never had before as very likely to be featured on their menus if they had access.
Oh, that's so great. And what were the most common species that they want to use?
Sheep's head, for one. And I totally understand. It's probably my favorite species of fish in the world.
Hmm.
You know, very, very flavorful. Moist, delicious fish. Black drum was another. We sampled spade fish. We sampled bluefish, Spanish mackerel. Spots was an interesting one.
Hmm.
So they really got a broad variety. But more often than not, each of the fish got very favorable rankings.
Okay. Well, that's great. So you are obviously carrying a lot of those species as well. So have you been able to increase sales of those over the past few months, or is it still a kind of a work in progress?
Well, it absolutely is a work in progress. There's a lot more we need to do just to bring, you know, understanding and familiarity with specific species. But, I mean, just in the last 12 weeks, our sales of underutilized seafood is up by about 10,000 pounds.
Oh, my gosh. So
which is large, which is significant for us.
And you think that's directly because of the sampling events and the food show?
Well, I think that had an impact. Mm-hmm. But I also think that in a lot of ways, the market's just ready for it. I think there's a lot of chefs and consumers that are ready for it. So I think it's ready to, you know, to take off as chefs start incorporating these products more and more.
Oh yeah, it really seems like it is. So I'm so excited and actually proud of your company for the work you're doing, and utilizing these species that are really great. And getting chefs to do so as well. So I'm sorry we're out of time today, but I really appreciate you taking time to be here.
My pleasure, absolutely.
Okay, have a great day.
Thank you, Chris.